الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: ولا تجعلوا الله عرضة لأيمانكم أن تبروا وتتقوا وتصلحوا بين الناس والله سميع عليم. لا يؤاخذكم الله باللغو في أيمانكم ولكن يؤاخذكم بما كسبت قلوبكم والله غفور حليم. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in today's lesson we will be speaking about taking oaths in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taking oaths in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person may take an oath in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do some good. But what about if a person has to take an oath in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he is not going to do good? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the present verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically speaks about such type of person. Allah says, وَلَا تَجَعَلُوا اللَّهَ عُرْضَةً لِأَيْمَانِكُمْ أَن تَبَرُّوا وَتَتَّقُوا وَتُصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allah says that do not make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an excuse. Do not make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a pretext in your oaths from doing good deeds and from being righteous and rectifying between the people. In other words, do not say that the reason why I cannot do such good deeds is because I have taken an oath in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I'm not going to do such. Rather, you should break that oath and do what is better, do what is good. An incident is mentioned in the books of tafsir. There is a name of sahabi by the name of Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu anhu. كَانَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ رَجُلٍ مِّنْ أَقَارِبِهِ شَيْءٍ. He had some issue with some family member of his, and then he took a qasam in the name of Allah. فَحَلَفَ بِاللَّهِ أَلَّا يَدْخُلَ عَلَيْهِ وَلَا يُكَلِّمَهِ. That he won't come to him, he won't speak to him. And then he would say, فَحَلَفْتُ بِاللَّهِ, because I have taken a qasam in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I am not going to break this oath. These verses were then revealed that listen, وَلَا تَجَعَلُوا اللَّهَ عُرْضَةً لِأَيْمَانِكُمْ أَن تَبَرُّوا. That do not make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a pretext in your oaths from doing good deeds. In other words, break that oath of yours and now speak to your brother and do what is righteous, do what is good. Allah says, وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allah hears. In other words, Allah hears your oaths. Allah hears what you say. عَلِيمٌ. He is well aware of what you intend. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaks about, what about unintentional oaths? Like we know Arab, the Arabs, they would, and right up to this day, we see them all the time taking every second, third word of theirs is actually an oath in the name of Allah. Wallahi, kalla wallahi, bala wallahi, ee wallahi. So they take oaths in the name of Allah. So what about unintentional oaths in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take you to task for such oaths? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies that in the next verse. Allah says, لا يؤاخذكم الله باللغو في أيمانكم. Allah does not take you to task for the unintentional oaths in His name. Allah will not call you to account for your unintentional oaths. وَلَكِنْ يُعَاخِذُكُمْ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ. But of course, Allah will call you to account for that which is intended in your heart. In other words, if you intended an oath, then Allah will call you to task for that. But if you do not intend, you just speaking casually and you say, Wallahi, in the name of Allah, it was something that is unintentional, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not call you to task for that. Allah says, Wallahu ghafurun haleem. Allah is most forgiving. Allah is all tolerant. In other words, Allah recognizes and understands your mistakes and He forgives them.